My versatility, it helps me. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it helps me in a lot of ways. I feel like if you got a guy that can rush the passer as well as drop in coverage, that covers pretty much two of the big issues on the defense. So I feel like it helps me in a lot of ways. Oh, it helped me a lot, especially being the first game of the season. It helped with the stage. I feel like it was a lot of people watching that game, and it helped me tremendously. No doubt about it, man. It's very great to be recognized as a record holder in the NCAA history. But at the same time, it took a lot of hard work and some good teammates through over the years to help me get to that point.
Penn State wide receiver Allen Robinson, table three.
Oh, Mike Mayock's the man. He's the man. I want to prove him right. I'm working hard. I've been working hard this past 5-6 weeks, and I'm ready to grind and get out there and work out.
What about the rush to pass from your end, defensive end, like in a 4-3?
I love it. I talked to a couple coaches already and told them that I can play. I can play the end if they need me to.
Have the Bucks talked to you?
Buccaneers?
Yeah.
Who?
Have they talked to you?
I've been talking to a lot of teams, especially the past 2 days. But at the same time, I'm not going to be too specific about anything. We have good talent. We have a great coach. We have great coaches that's been there. We had Coach Turner Gill there. He recruited me. Coach Jeff Quinn, he came in and stamped us with a great staff. Coach William Manns and Coach Lou Tepper, my linebacker coaches for those 4 years I was there. And I feel like they help us get ready for this great league.
Illinois linebacker Jonathan Brown, team
of one. Oh, no doubt. The NCAA game, the first one that came out that I was on, I was rated a 46 overall. Had like a 37 speed, and it was a slap in the face, man, because I knew deep down in my heart I was better than a 46. And I just so happened I was already 46, and I kept the number. Something, 80 something. Something I still did. Who knows? Who knows? But at the same time, I'll take it.
Lou, when you get to points like this in your career, a stepping stone, you're at Lucas Oil Stadium, combine, all the scouts watching you. You think back on Coach Wimberly and his decision.
No doubt.
How things could have been so much different.
Yeah.
Sit back and allow yourself to think what the what ifs.
I can't think about the what ifs. Even though I know I'm blessed to be in the position that I'm in, I feel like it was God's will that I ended up in Buffalo. So and everybody asks me, what from Florida to Buffalo? Why? But it was God's will, man. And I feel like He placed me there, and I'm in the position I'm in now because of Him. Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off, man. It's been a grind. I didn't stop working. I wanted to keep getting better. And I knew that 46 would at least rise a couple points over the years. as a teammate or? Oh, I feel like I'm. It's a brotherhood in the locker room as far as I'm concerned. A lot of those guys, man, I love them like my brother. You know what I mean? All of those guys, I play till I can give my all for every one of those guys, and I let them know that every chance I got, especially being a leader on that team. I got a lot of single blocks, and so it just so happened I played off a cut block and got an interception. So it was a lot of things that played into my favor that game. By luck, I guess you could say, but hard work does pay off. I feel like it was sort of a little bit of disrespect there from a schematic approach. But at the same time, I wanted to make him pay for it. Wow, that's a good question. What can I show here? I can show that I have good feet. I have good hands. That's a good question. I feel like I've showed all I could on film. And hopefully I can stamp it this weekend. I measured at 6 foot 2.5 and 251. Oh, that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. It doesn't matter height, weight. I like to play football. The toughest transition is going to be getting to know grown men in a professional environment. I feel like that's always going to be difficult at first, especially hearing some of the rookies that come down to Tom Shaw's and tell us about the stories that they get from the vets and all those different things. So it's going to be a transition, but I feel like football-wise, I'm ready to step in and make an impact any way I can. I don't like to answer that question because I don't want to compare to anybody. But at the same time, there's a lot of guys that I look up to and try to mimic my game after, as far as Von Millers and Clay Matthews and Alex Smiths and all those guys that get in the backfield, as well as get their hands on the ball and try to take it to the house. I talk to a lot of teams. Yes, I'm running.
Do you have an expectation for that?
I have an expectation, but I don't like to set. You know what I mean? I don't like to set a limit on myself. I want to be surprised as long with you guys. Like I told you, Julius Peppers and whoever else you want me to name. I mean, I look at all of them. You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to learning from those guys and probably trying to get a chance to meet some of them.
Do you have a preference for where you went? You said you're comfortable with your hand in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference?
I don't. And I don't want to limit myself to just playing one specific thing. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the biggest thing for me. I try to work out. When I work out with defensive ends. I work out with the linebackers. I also go over and work out with the DBs, you know what I mean, just to stay fresh, you know what I mean? And I work hard, and I want to stay loose and don't put a limit. I don't want to put that limit on myself.
What do you think whatever happens on draft day is probably going to be a pretty special day at UB? What do you think that can do for the program?
That's going to be a special day for me as well. But at the same time, the program, I feel like it's already blossoming into something special down there with Coach Quinn and Coach Lou Tepper and all those guys, man. And even though they had some coaching changes, I feel like it's going to still be a solid thing for them to see, and it's especially the guys that are there now to get a chance to experience this along with me. You know what I mean? Because those are my brothers, and I love all of them. The thing about Mike Mayock, again, I love him. but even then, I just want to keep proving myself. I want to be the best. I don't know who all you guys talk to, but in anything, my dad always taught me, man. He told me you want to be the best at anything and everything that you do. And I strive to be the best in anything, whether it was raking the leaves growing up, whether it was playing tic-tac-toe with my brothers. Whether it was kicking the ball in the dirt with a can on the ground and you had to kick the can. We did stupid things, but you wanted to be the best at it, and that's the way I am. I'm so competitive.
Last question. Does this seem like it's going to be a reality for you, like looking through your college career? Was there a point where you looked at it and said, you know what, I think I can be a first-round pick?
No doubt. Seeing guys like James Starks and Naaman Roosevelt, they gave me confidence, man. They told me off the first couple of days I got to Buffalo, it's like, you're good. even though I'm looking up to them like, oh, man, you telling me I'm good. You good. You great. You know what I mean? But at the same time, they gave me that confidence, and I wanted to get better. I had that attitude to get better. I didn't want to settle for that compliment. I wanted to rise above it and prove myself to be – prove them to be right, as well as Mike Mayock. Thank you. 32 in high school.
Okay, but you didn't have
no other number but 46. Yeah.
Thank you.
Joel Siegel.